This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. I-70 through Glenwood Canyon has reopened today after being closed for about 2 weeks due to mudslides. The Colorado Department of Transportation says one lane in each direction is now open between Glenwood Springs and Dotsero. Steve Harrelson, who's CDOT's chief engineer, says workers made a lot of progress this week to get it open again, but there's still a lot of dried mud on the interstate.
We don't want a lot of gravel flying, so we got to keep those speeds down. But, you know, 35 miles an hour or 40 miles an hour through that canyon is far better than the detour.
And if there's severe thunderstorms over the canyon that causes more mudslides, the interstate could be shut down again. Colorado is becoming more racially diverse. That's one takeaway from the Census Bureau data out this week. White people make up the largest racial or ethnic group in Colorado at 65%, but that's down significantly from 10 years ago. Hispanics now make up almost 22% of the state's population, while the third largest group are those who identify as bi or multiracial. The census data will help draw the lines for the state's congressional and state house districts. And engineers have determined what caused Highway 36 to collapse near Westminster a couple years ago. A report from an independent firm in Denver shows the drainage system was not designed or installed correctly and could not remove water being behind a retaining wall. You're listening to CPR News.